Harper Audio presents Marvel Comics, The Untold Story by Sean Howe, read by Stephen Hoy. In the beginning, Marvel created the bullpen and the style, and the bullpen was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the artists, and the spirit of Marvel moved upon the face of the writers. And Marvel said, "Let there be the Fantastic Four," and there was the Fantastic Four. And Marvel saw the Fantastic Four, and it was good. Stan Lee. Ideas can never be traced to any one source. They are tossed back and forth between people until the decision-makers step in and choose what they think is a success formula. Jack Kirby. Prologue. In 1961, Stanley Martin Lieber was pushing 40, watching the comic book industry in which he'd toiled for over two decades fade away. Recently forced to fire his staff of artists, he sat alone in the comics division of publisher Martin Goodman's perfunctorily named Magazine Management Company, where he'd been hired as a teenager at $8 a week. He'd once wanted to be a novelist, but he never managed to get around to it, and it seemed unlikely that he'd be able to work big ideas into the monster, romance, and western comics that were still dribbling out from the vestiges of the company. Tucked away in a quiet corner, the highlights of Lieber's days were writing corny jokes for toss-off humor books like Blushing Blurbs, A Ribald Reader for the Bon Vivant, and Golfers Anonymous. Not wanting to use his real name, he signed them Stan Lee. Fate intervened, or so the story went, in the form of a golf game between Martin Goodman and Jack Liebowitz, the head of rival publisher DC Comics. Liebowitz reportedly told Goodman that DC had thrown together some of its most popular characters, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, into a single supergroup title, the Justice League of America, and found itself with a surprise hit. Goodman marched into the office with a mandate for Lee, steal this idea and create a team of superheroes. But Lee had been through attempted superhero revivals before. He went home to his wife, Joni, and announced that he was finally going to quit. She talked him out of it. "Just do it the way you want to," she insisted. "Work your ideas into the comic book. What are they going to do, fire you?" It took a few days of jotting down a million notes, Lee would remember years later, crossing them out and jotting down a
sample complete. Ready to continue?